Hey folks, Scott Weingart here, and this is an MCrit Wii. This is a Wii filled with far more questions than answers. I need your help. I need your best practices. And the topic of discussion is the idea of dissemination and information transfer. Not to a huge podcast audience in this case, but to your department, to your unit, to your group of colleagues. How do you get information out there? And I guess this is three parts, because all of them are related, but they're kind of separate topics. And the first one is dissemination. How do you get, for instance, a new protocol out to the other attendings, residents, nurses in your department? Or if there's a new place something is stored, how does that information get transferred to the people that need to know? For instance, at Janus General, we recently started stocking Kcentra in the department rather than the blood bank, so we'd have immediate availability for patients with intracranial hemorrhage, for instance, and not have to wait, 20 minutes for all the paperwork rigmarole to happen. We could just give it right away. How do we let people know that that has happened? How do we let them know the process by which they could access the lock cabinet where the Kcentra is stored? How do you get this information out there? Now, the standard way, I think, is an email. Is email really the best form for this? There seems to be two classes or groups of people. The ones who assiduously read every email sent to them and file away the information and make sure they haven't missed anything and have a save folder for the important emails just in case they remember there was an email but don't remember the exact contents. And then there are the people who either never read their email at all or just trash any message the second they've read it with only a cursory perusal of its contents before the round filing of said email. So reaching the first category, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you could send them messages in the bottle and it'll eventually get to them and they will regard that information as gospel. But hitting that second category seems to be a real problem. And if you have suggestions or solutions, please send them my way. How do you actually, or do you, track whether people have actually read, or I guess you don't know if they read, but opened the email? Do you send them in the email to a link with the information and then track whether those links are clicked or not? Do you track it individually, or do you just track in toto just to get an general idea? I sent this out to 300 people and 5 people click through. I want best practices on this as well. Now, obviously, the hospital level training would be to create a learning management system, make you log in, have a pre-assigned set of, things you have to do. Each time there's a new protocol, you'd have to log in, you'd have to testify that you read the protocol, which doesn't mean you read the protocol, or take stupid multiple choice questions, which you make as a challenge to not actually look at the information and then just take the test and see if you could score 100 without ever having read the information. At that point, it almost becomes, now I'm definitively not going to look at this information because you're treating me like a child. So obviously that does not work well. But what does work well? I don't know. This is seemingly like something that should have been solvable. Like someone should have figured out best practices for this. And yet I don't know them. I've not seen them. Now, maybe another specialty in the world, by which I don't mean a specialty of medicine, I mean like a job specialty in the world, has figured this out and it just hasn't trickled down to medicine, because that happens so frequently. We're so behind the curve in so many technologies and so many idea technologies. So if you're from another field, maybe you are the wife or husband of someone who is in medicine, but you're listening in on this. They are forcing you to listen to this Wii on a car ride and your field has figured this stuff out. Please, please comment and let me know. Okay, that's the first set of questions. The next set of questions are concerned with reference sites or reference conglomerations. Where do you put the reference materials for your unit or department? For instance, protocols, guidelines. Maybe you have actually been smart and all the emails you've sent out, you actually put them up somewhere as well. And in fact, maybe if you're really smart, the email you sent out actually links to that very post, so you don't have to post this information twice. You sent out an email saying, look, we have this new guideline. And instead of putting that in the email, you actually link to it on your reference site and make them go there. And that way it's both there and you don't have to repeat the information in the email. But what are you using for that site? Are you using a WordPress blog? Are you using your hospital site? In which case you have to deal with all the bureaucracy of getting permission for making changes and all of the crap that you have to go through. Or did you make your own outside the organization? I want nitty gritty details. Is it an extranet, meaning it is not password protected, anyone could see it? Or is it an intranet, meaning people have to log in? Do they have a unique login per person, or did you just give one generic login for everyone? Because you don't care that much about who sees this. You just kind of want a little bit of a firewall there. How do people find information on that site? Is it entirely search-based and you've just somehow figured out a way to make the search work, which can be hit or miss? Or do you have some categorization system? Do you use tags or categories? Do you have a table of contents that has everything in it and that's your means of categorization? What broad categories have you figured out makes for the best reference site for a department or unit? For instance, like guidelines, tutorials, administrative crap. I mean, these are just some of the ones that come to mind as I am trying now to create a new site for my unit and division. I'm thinking through all this stuff. I made it one at my previous site. It was okay. It wasn't perfect. Frenemy to the show, Ruben Strayer, has a site you could see the categorization system for at EM Updates. He had a extranet for the Sinai department as well. I can't find that. I'm sure it's still up somewhere, but it's not linked anywhere that is readily at hand. That was a good site. I like using that. How do you handle orientation into your new unit or division or department along the same lines? Do you have a separate orientation online that references all the things in your reference website? Do you have a in-person orientation? Do you combine it all? Do you have a set of tests? I don't know. I'm curious what your orientation process looks like. So let me know that as well. And then the last set of questions is, and this is sort of similar to the dissemination, but I think a slightly different twist, is when there is a new skill, a new piece of equipment, a new way of doing something that ramifies on the people in your group, how do you get that information across? Not from like the same idea as like, oh, I send them an email. I mean, in that email, how did you teach them? Was it a screencast for something like an EMR thing? Do you record videos if it's a new skill or piece of equipment? Or do you always do it in person? Or do you go with the United States nursing means of always having these in services while they're actually on the job or, you know, being paid for it? And you'd never put a new piece of equipment in without one of these in services for every like relevant person involved? Or do you use the MD approach in the US, which is just ad hoc it and hope people figure this crap out, or hope someone is around who has asked the question of how to do it and someone's taught them in person in this very non-regimented process? I am super curious about that as well. If you do make videos, where do you put them? How long are they? Do you try to keep them as short as possible, potentially leaving stuff out? Or do you make them, you know, absolutely completionist and make sure every possibility is covered, in which case they very well might be 40-minute videos for each like tiny little new, like for instance, a new pacemaker set. That could be a 40-minute video easily, or it could be a 3-minute video. Which way are you going? We just put these very cool oxygen flow meters that have a little hook that lets you hang a bag valve mask on them already hooked up, so that the second you grab the BVM, it's already flowing high flow oxygen with no need to plug it in, no need to turn anything on. It's automatic. This has been a complete fail. Nobody has successfully set this up, even though like the video I made for this was like 2 minutes long, and really I don't think it is beyond the prowess of anyone in any field of medicine to figure out how this works. We've been completely unsuccessful, to the point that people are using the hook that the BVM is supposed to occupy as a IV bag holder. That's been the most successful use of these devices. So I am curious. Now, you might have answers. I want your answers. I'm desperate to hear what you think about this stuff. But I've closed the comments for this episode. No comments. What you'll find instead at the bottom of the post that goes along with this Wii is a link to a Reddit post. Comment there. You're like, I don't understand Reddit. Well, it's simple. Go to that link and comment. Well, I need to start a login. Yes, you do. But they don't do anything evil like, you know, Facebook does. So just create a Reddit login. You want one anyway. Trust me. Everything's going to be going Reddit. I don't know if that's true. Might never take off. But since they are not evil yet, I'll let you know if they become evil. Since they're not evil yet, there's no reason not to create a Reddit login. Just do it. And then comment there. Because then we could have much better discussion and we could upvote and downvote and do all sorts of cool stuff. And this is just really an experiment. I want to see if we like Reddit. And then if we do, we might move there as a community for the M-Critter world. But we'll see. But for this one alone, just go to Reddit. It's linked at the bottom of this Wii, mcrit.org/dissemination. Let me know what you think. Super curious. Scott Weingart, mcritwii, saying bye-bye.